This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. All you have to do is dial 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request on over. It will be approved when we notice it. And after that, it's easy for you to call on Skype. You usually sound a lot better than you would if you were dialing us up on the phone. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Daryl.
And Danica.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything you like. The Eric Garner killing murder is sparking quite a bit of outrage. And there are a number of related stories. We've got them for you here tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Reuters has news about the protest. Thousands of protesters were expected to take the streets on Friday, that's today, in a third day of demonstrations against police violence, even as prosecutors said they would consider charges against an officer for the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man in November. Shooting of Akai Gurley, age 28, in a dimly lit stairwell in Brooklyn, added to a string of police actions involving unarmed black men that have inflamed racial tensions throughout the United States. Since Wednesday, when a New York grand jury cleared white police officer Daniel Pantaleo in the July chokehold death of 43-year-old father of six, Eric
Garner.
It's
not a chokehold.
Oh.
Even though it looks exactly like a chokehold, because the police in New York City have said you can't use chokeholds.
It's part of their policy, right?
They're calling it something else, but I forget what they're calling it.
Wait, so it's not a chokehold, or they're trying to name it something else so that they don't get in trouble?
Right, but the officer said he had some other name for the maneuver.
Oh, my
God. Well, Daryl, you're a wrestling
fan. Looks like a chokehold.
You're a wrestling fan. There must be something that you can think of in the various repertoire of wrestling maneuvers.
No, that's a chokehold.
Okay.
But he came up with some other name, but I've not heard what the other name is.
But couldn't there be like some sort of trademark wrestler name version of the chokehold that they could call it? That way it wouldn't be a chokehold.
Like, well, if he had the one guy's arm sort of locked up behind his head, then it would be a Taz mission.
There you go. But that would.
But he didn't
happen.
Have the guy's arm, so it was not a Taz mission.
So, anyway, the guy's dead now, unfortunately, and the officer involved is completely in the clear, and that's why people had begun protesting, but that's not the only reason, of course. As was pointed out, there's the other guy who's been shot to death, Akai Gurley, and these are two in just a myriad of people who are not just black, by the way. I'd like to point out that the police are violent against a lot of people, although I saw some headline about the police physically choking a college student who was white, and that cop lost his job, apparently. So, just all depends, I guess.
Oh, yeah, and I saw the picture of that, and he had both hands
around his neck.
Wrapped around the kid's neck to where, definitely choking. There's no way that he could come up with some alternate name for what he was doing.
So is that like choking, strangling? Like, that's not a chokehold. That's just, is that considered strangling?
Yeah, that's more strangling, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that guy apparently got fired, but the guy who choked Garner to death did not. There's no consistency, although I think there is some argument that cops tend to be racist. I don't think it's true across the board, but I think that, being a cop is a way for a racist individual to get away with doing violence to people that that he or she does not like.
It's a way for violent people to get away with doing violence.
It's true, but I mean, how do you explain the discrepancy between this cop not being the Garner killer cop not being indicted, but some other cop losing his job?
Well, we don't know if that other guy was indicted or not.
Well, that's a good point.
He just lost his job, and at least the New York police are saying this Pantaleo guy might face repercussions after an internal investigation.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. On that one, the decision was announced 9 days after another grand jury declined to indict a white policeman for the killing in Ferguson, Missouri. Then on Thursday in Phoenix, another unarmed black man was shot dead by a white police officer during a scuffle, leading to protests there. The government said Soraya Soy-Free, age 45, nurse from the Bronx, she said the government has created a monster, and the monster is now loose. A wake for Gurley is scheduled for Friday night with his funeral to follow on Saturday. Going on here, Brooklyn District Attorney Kenneth Thompson said on Friday he'll convene a grand jury to consider charges against the officer who shot Gurley. Police officials have said the officer, Peter Liang, might have accidentally discharged his gun. At a press conference with Gurley's relatives, Kevin Powell, the president of the advocacy group BK Nation, called the shooting a part of a series of modern-day lynchings. Gurley's mother, Sylvia Palmer, tearfully demanded justice for her son. In Cleveland on Friday, the family of a 12-year-old boy fatally shot by police filed a lawsuit against the city a day after the federal government found the police department systematically uses excessive force. So there's no shortage to this stuff, and now you've got politicians who are coming out claiming that they care about this issue. Barack Obama has proposed millions of dollars be given to police departments around the country as a matching grant program to encourage cameras to be placed on those officers, and that's causing some controversy. We've got news about that proposal, or actually an opinion piece about that. I'd like to get to that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. Plus, Daryl, you're going to tell us about how it's easier to indict a ham sandwich than a police officer.
Yes.
All of that on the way, and there's I guess there's a little bit more that Danica has that's sort of related to this as well regarding the other guy who got indicted, not the police officer, but someone else who was indicted in the Eric Garner case.
Yes, the man that was doing the filming.
So we have a lot to discuss here tonight. The toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. Daryl, you want to tell us about how to indict a ham sandwich?
Certainly. So this article is from USA Today, and it's from about a week and a half ago. So some of the info, it doesn't necessarily speak about the Eric Garner situation, but it does speak about the incident in Ferguson. And it begins by saying, New York State Judge Sol Watchler once famously remarked that it's so easy to get a grand jury to indict that they would indict a ham sandwich if that's what the prosecutor wanted.
Yes, that's true.
It's easy, except when it comes to police officers. A grand jury proved that last Monday when it declined to charge a Ferguson, Missouri police officer in the shooting death of an unarmed youth.
Now, to be fair, the Ferguson case is a little more murky, right? Like, to the Ferguson case,
certainly,
there's some argument over what actually happened.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no video footage. It's hard to really take one side or the other in that particular story. But in the Garner case, there's no doubt, right? There's
right.
no doubt what happened there. There's video.
So he continues, the decision led to a wave of demonstrations and anger nationwide. In the St. Louis suburb, the protest turned violent when buildings were set on fire and more than a dozen people were hurt and 61 arrested. And this article was written just like 2 days after that decision, so I'm sure the numbers are much higher now. He writes, how then did this jury of 12 men and women come to decide that Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson did not commit a crime when he shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown? To understand that, you have to turn to the 24 volumes of evidence with almost 5,000 pages of testimony from 60 witnesses that the jury heard over the course of 3 months. That, and you have to understand human nature. Randolph McLaughlin, a law professor at Pace University in New York and a trial lawyer who has handled wrongful death cases against police, says people do not want to believe that police officers do bad things. Society gives them the benefit of the doubt. It's very difficult to indict a police officer.
Especially the, you know, respectables who get called in to these grand jury assignments. Now, it's certainly true that the grand jury pool is the same as the petit jury pool in that in any state, you know, they're probably pulling the names from driver's licenses or registered voters. Usually it's right. One or the other or both. I think it's both in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire pulls from both.
And so obviously, you know, you're going to hit random people, but it would seem to me that, the respectables, if you will, the people who are more likely to believe in the police and to...
Those are the people that aren't going to come up with some weird BS excuse to get out of it.
Exactly. Those are the people who are going to report dutifully to the courthouse for their civic obligation of jury duty, as opposed to, you know, having to go to work and trying to come out with an excuse. More coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from PersonalCreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time, when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to PersonalCreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's PersonalCreations.com, secret code 6767.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. As protests continue all around in different parts of the country over police violence, Daryl is telling us about how it's easier to indict a ham sandwich than it is a police officer. Looking at the grand jury process, we're going to get a little deeper into the Ferguson case and yes. the story that you have. And where is the source on this again?
This is USA Today.
USA Today. All right. So we'll get it back into that here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, you know, these protests are happening, and I think it's, you know, I think it's good that people are protesting. I can't oppose the idea of getting out into the streets and getting your ideas out there, but, you know, like the Occupy protests that went on 3 years ago now, where does it really go to? What comes out of these protests? I think it's the Alexander Haig quote from the I don't know if it was the 80s when he said it, but to paraphrase, I don't have it in front of me, let them protest so long as they pay their taxes.
Right.
So as long as, you know, people keep paying into the system to support this aggression by the police, then it's going to continue. It doesn't matter how loud you shout. Sure, you can get out in the streets and shout loud enough to where some politicians will pretend to do something about it, like, well, we're going to form a task force. We're going to form an all-star blue ribbon panel, and we are going to investigate this, and we're going to figure out what to do. And then, you know, they form some sort of citizens review board. This is usually the process of what happens in cities where
they should just
brutality.
Call all of these the citizens reviewing the actions of police boards.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess in some cases they're citizens, and in other cases, you know, they might just be government bureaucrats. I don't know what the makeups of all of the boards are around the country, but they're supposed to be given some level of independent ability to investigate, and, you know, does anything really ever come out of those? I suspect not so much. So let's go on, though, with your story, Daryl.
Yeah, so the article continues. He says, and then there's the evidence itself. The jury heard more than 70 hours of testimony that included often contradictory eyewitness statements.
In Ferguson.
Clinical autopsy reports, police radio reports, scores of photographs and diagrams of the crime scene, and complicated forensic evidence about gun residue and bullet trajectory. Wilson's testimony was among the most riveting. In almost 100 pages of testimony, Wilson gave a vivid and detailed narrative of how Brown punched him, went for his gun, ran away, then ran back at him, full charge. Several witnesses corroborated Wilson's account that Brown charged him. Others, however, said that Brown stood still with his hands out in front of him as if motioning Wilson to stop. At least one witness said Brown was stepping back with his hands out at the time he was shot. Dorian Johnson, a friend of Brown's, who was with him during the altercation, contradicted Wilson when he testified that the officer was the aggressor when he grabbed Brown by the shirt at his car. He said Wilson and Brown argued, but his friend never went for the gun. He said Brown ran away after Wilson shot him and never charged him. Witnesses, however, then disagreed about what occurred at the start of the altercation when Brown was next to the police car. Some said they saw his arms moving in and out and thought he was struggling to break free from Wilson's grasp. Others said that they saw the same thing but concluded that he was throwing punches at the officer. Some of the evidence included highly technical discussions about the difference between gunpowder soot and residue and the distinction between entry and exit wounds. Put together, all the evidence served to overwhelm and even confuse the grand jury, according to some legal experts, and they questioned why the St. Louis prosecuting attorney, Robert McAuliffe, chose to do it that way. Ben Trachtenberg, a University of Missouri law professor, stopped short of saying that McAuliffe laid out an overwhelming amount of evidence to keep the grand jury from charging Wilson. He did say, I'm not prepared to say it's improper, but it's certainly unusual. It certainly looks like he put...
Is the suggestion that he overwhelmed them with evidence?
Yes. It certainly looks like he put on a much greater amount of evidence than what we're used to.
Hmm.
Normally, Trachtenberg says, a grand jury sees and hears much less evidence before being asked to vote on an indictment. He says in many cases, a grand jury can see evidence in just a few minutes and then be asked to take a vote.
And how long did this take? With a partisan one?
3 months.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yes, I spent 3 months on this one case.
He says the reason that they're given, you know, in most cases, just a few minutes to look at the evidence is because the prosecutors only have to show that there is probable cause. They don't have to try the entire case.
Right. That's the point of going to trial, is that's when the trial actually happens. The grand jury's just supposed to give a nod to, oh, okay, it looks like you got enough to get this guy.
On the other hand, prosecutors bringing what they consider a weak case before a grand jury might present more evidence because they could that could save them from losing in court. Trachtenberg says no one wants to get an indictment that you just barely get because then you get smacked around in the real trial. He noted that the grand jury saw evidence that helped bolster Wilson's versions of events, but not to secure an indictment. Joel Schultz, who is a retired police chief of Adams State University in Colorado, who is also a consultant and trainer, defended the prosecutor's decision to provide the grand jury with all of the evidence. If McAuliffe had not presented exhaustive evidence, critics would have accused him of withholding information that could have affected the case. Schultz said, it was not a terribly unusual kind of investigation or hearing. Police officers can use deadly force when they or someone else face a threat of death or serious physical injury. Terrence Dwyer from the Western Connecticut State University.
From what we've seen, it's the police can use deadly force if they just feel scared.
Yes. Says that from what he has seen of the testimony, Wilson was justified. He says a lot of people are hung up on the fact that Brown was unarmed, but that doesn't factor into the criteria. Wilson told the jury that Brown punched him repeatedly and feared another blow would kill him or knock him out. Pace law professor McAuliffe, who we mentioned earlier, said that Wilson had an alternative course of action after Brown ran 8 to 10 feet away from the vehicle. He had already called for backup, but then made the decision to get out of his car and give chase.
This was after he'd been shot once, correct?
This was after Brown had been shot. And then ran away, and Wilson had already called for backup and then got out of his car and chased after Brown. McLaughlin says such a high-profile case should have gone to trial in an open court so that everyone could see the evidence as it was presented. They wanted to do this in secret, and I don't trust any process done in secret.
Mm.
The grand jury process presents a conflict of interest for prosecutors who have to work day in and day out with police to make their cases stick. Prosecutors may not present their strongest case against an officer as a result, and prosecutors rarely rarely interrupted Wilson during his testimony.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, so just suggesting here that the prosecutors are doing everything they can to protect the police.
Yes.
Which, of course, makes total sense. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. Could there be an independent prosecutor, one who's, you know, not so tied to the police within this crazy system?
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you will find there completely free. With you tonight, Ian here.
Daryl.
And Danica.
And want to tell you about what I think will be a pretty neat holiday season gift, especially for young people in your life. It's called In Freedom's Cause, and it's audio theater. It's very, very cinematic the way it's made. It's got actually people that you might recognize from movies in it, including Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo of Braveheart. Again, it's called In Freedom's Cause, and it's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history. That is the story of William Wallace. It's like Braveheart, only historically accurate. Children in your life will love this. It also comes with a study guide and is a real crash course in the struggle for freedom. Go to infreedomscause.com. There's a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. That's you. Use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and get a family four-pack of CDs for half price.
I've listened to the entirety of In Freedom's Cause, and I have to say it's very well produced, and I think that the children in your life will really appreciate it, especially, I think especially boys, but it's pretty well produced, and I think it'll capture any of their attention. InFreedom'sCause.com. The coupon code is FTL. It gets you the family four-pack of CDs for half off. Again, the code FTL at InFreedom'sCause.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Police violence, protests all around the country. People are upset at the lack of indictments against police. Daryl, you were sharing with us some details from the Ferguson, I guess, the grand jury presentation, the
right.
details of what evidence, the claims that the police and the prosecutors were presenting to the grand jury, which ultimately they did not return an indictment against Officer Darren Wilson in that case, which, by the way, subsequently I heard that Darren Wilson resigned from the police department.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
And has also been given over $500,000 by people who apparently support police violence. And so he's, you know, doing pretty good, all things considered.
How long was he in the force for, and do you know?
I am not sure about that.
I wonder if he's able to collect a pension as well.
I don't think so. He looks pretty young.
He's
only 28.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he probably wasn't there too long. He didn't know what kind of payout he got.
No pension, but 500 grand in one fell swoop. That's, you know, not too shabby.
Not too bad.
So I found a statistic that in 2010, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, U.S. attorneys prosecuted 162,000 federal cases. Only 11 of them wound up not getting an indictment.
Hang on. That's U.S. attorneys, meaning attorneys
federal
working for
cases.
The federal government. Okay.
So only, you know, this statistic only covers federal cases.
Right.
162,000 in
lot.
2010. Only 11 wound up not being indicted. So
wow.
they did the math, and that's 0.0679%.
Yeah, I've always wondered what it's like to be on the inside of a grand jury. Like, what are the things that you are told? What is the...
You need to indict this person. Here's the reason why. Okay, vote.
Yeah, well, I mean, have you ever been on a grand jury? Are you speculating?
I'm speculating based on, you know, mostly the information from that other article that said in most cases,
yeah.
you're given just a couple of minutes and then asked to vote. So...
And
based on that, if you're being told, here's a bad guy, here's what he did, here's the reason to indict, and vote.
Now, isn't it a majority of grand jurors is what it takes to bring the indictment?
That I am not sure.
I believe it isn't. Like, for instance, when you're at a criminal trial, you have to get, in my understanding, in a criminal trial, has to be 100% of the jury has to agree to convict. But one person can hang that jury. So if you're on a jury, on a Pettit jury, if you're there at a criminal trial and you vote not guilty, that will hang the jury, and then the prosecution can decide to bring the same charge again. So hanging a jury doesn't prevent the charges from being brought again. They can keep trying the person over and over
again. Well, and also failing to get an indictment with a grand jury does not prevent the charge from being brought again.
Really?
Yes, because the real trial only begins after the indictment and you go to court. So it's not, you know, the double jeopardy doesn't kick in once a grand jury hears the evidence.
Wait a minute. I don't understand what you're telling me. Recap that again.
Because the grand jury in Ferguson and in New York, they... You know, there was a grand jury that heard evidence, and they refused to press a charge. They
right.
refused to indict.
You can't bring a charge
so
after that, though, right?
They were never officially charged.
No, maybe I was misstating.
You were saying at a Pettit jury,
yeah.
if they fail to convict there,
they can bring it back
because of a hanged jury.
Correct.
They could bring it back, but if the jury acquits, they can't.
That's correct. But that would require all 12 of the jury to acquit.
Right. And what I was saying is with a grand jury, just because a grand jury fails to indict someone, they can still, the prosecutor can attempt to get an indictment again later.
Through a different grand jury? Or through the same grand jury?
Well, generally it's through a different grand jury.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So there's no double jeopardy regarding grand juries, is what you're saying.
Right, because the charge hasn't actually been brought officially.
Or they could lower to a misdemeanor and then not have to go through the grand jury, right? Because it's only for felonies.
I believe grand juries are only for felonies.
Yeah. So if they kept running up against a grand jury that, for whatever reason, would refuse to indict, they could just lower the charge to a misdemeanor and, you know, knock it as many
years in
prison.
Right, but in the case of a police officer, most of the time the prosecutor's not going to do that.
Oh, no way.
Of course not.
They'll wind up, you know.
This prosecutor only brought this evidence out of, you know, having to do it. He was told to in order to try to calm things down.
I think in the Garner situation and the Brown situation that the families will wind up filing civil suits, and of course, you know, civil suit, you're not being held criminally negligent, but I do believe that there will be civil suits.
And I expect the civil suit would be against the department as opposed to the officer, because the officer will likely be found to be immune from
probably.
Which is also a typical result in these cases. So you can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The grand jury process, I just wonder what it's like to be in there. Because I know that these, like when you're in court, it's an intimidating process. I mean, when you're there as a defendant, it's intimidating. But even the people who are not there as defendants, even the people who are there just supporting someone, you know, mom or the wife or, you know, whoever it is that's there to support the person. Usually just one person. If anyone comes to support someone in court, it's usually just one person, whoever really cares about that person the most. Here in New Hampshire, it's different. We'll have, half a dozen to dozens of people showing up to support activists, depending on the size of the case and the importance and all of that. So it's everything's completely different here. But, you know, in the average courtroom, there's silence. Nobody ever talks. There's whispering, maybe, that goes on. Even outside of the courtroom, there's whispering and silence. Nobody talks at a regular voice to another person, even waiting in the lobby. There's just this kind of hanging dread, I guess, in the air in courthouses.
Right.
And so you can imagine that same, I guess, mentality applies in the grand jury process.
Probably.
You know, where people are very reticent to kind of buck the system and, you know, they don't want to step out of line. And, well, if the prosecutor is saying we need to do this, we probably should do it. These are bad guys, right? I mean, if they weren't bad guys, they wouldn't have been arrested. I mean, there's this mentality as well that, well, if the police have arrested them, then they must be criminals. They must be worthy of being put in prison.
So I found an answer to the question about whether a grand jury has to be unanimous, and this info...
I'm almost certain it does not.
This info is from St. Louis Public Radio, so I'm guessing it only applies to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
It says, no, the votes of 9 members are required to find a true bill resulting in an indictment.
Well, the 9 is only relevant compared to how many sit on a grand jury.
12.
You know? So it's 12 there?
Yes.
Like here it's 23 or 24 in New Hampshire. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, canceling pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial up toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the various different police killings that have gone on over just the last few months, and only a couple or a few of them. There's more than we could possibly talk about. They're always rolling in, whether it's the police killing people, abusing them, molesting them, raping them. There's just all kinds of horrifying stories out there. Throwing grenades into babies' cribs, killing dogs left and right.
Killing grandma after they go into the wrong house.
Or going into the right house and killing grandma. I mean, all these things have happened over the last several years, and it's pretty disturbing. So that's one aspect of it. The other one was kind of talking about grand juries and what that process is like and how frequent the grand juries will return true bills. That is, they'll return indictments against various different so-called criminals, many of whom have, you know, never harmed anyone. Of course, you know, there's plenty of people being charged with felonies who are not actually violent individuals or who have not committed fraud, like Ross Ulbricht, who is, of course, facing the rest of his life in prison for allegedly running the Silk Road, which is an underground black marketplace. Of course, there's plenty of people who have been arrested and charged with selling, distributing, and possessing various different types of drugs who have not ever harmed anyone else. I mean, it would be interesting to, you know, to be on a grand jury and experience what that was like. If you've been on one, I'd love to hear, you know, what kind of pressure are you under as a grand juror to return a true bill? I would imagine you've got pressure not just from the prosecutor, but also from the other grand jurors, many of whom are probably law and order types
who feel a particular obligation to show up and do their duty and show up and do this grand jury thing, whereas many people who are, let's say, on the poorer spectrum, maybe less inclined towards believing law enforcement, would also be more likely to try to come up with an excuse to get out of the grand jury service in the first place, because they impanel these grand juries for long periods of time. Now, I don't know how many days a week they bring them in or how many days in a month, but you were saying this Ferguson case took 3 months. Did the jury?
I don't know if that was 5 days a week for 3 months.
Okay, good question then. Yeah, how many hours? How many physical hours did these grand juries have to sit there?
Right, because the shooting happened in July, and it's December.
It was August. It was early August.
No. He was shot in July.
It was August 8th.
In Ferguson?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about New York. I apologize.
Which one was the one in New York? The one that I...
Eric Garner was in New York. That was either June or July.
So Bitcoin, by the way, is on the rise. And to prove it to you, you can head down to the Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th. It's going to be a great event. The first one we went to last year, Free Talk Live broadcast live from the event, and it was great. They're going to be better. I think it's going to be better in 2015 because they're moving it to the heart of Austin downtown, whereas last time it was out at a racetrack out kind of in the middle of nowhere. So this year it's going to be loaded up with the best and brightest speakers, the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin, and they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. They've even invited a bunch of legislators to the event from Texas to show them that firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference will prove Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, it's the place to be March 28th and 29th, and there's also a kickoff event for those of you getting there early on the 27th, and they're also doing a white paper call. So if you've got an idea that can make the community grow, you can reach out at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets there and get $25 off with coupon code FREETALKLIVE, all together as one word, at TexasBitconference.com. The second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference coming up March 28th and 29th in 2015. We'll look forward to seeing you there. In other Ferguson-related news, looks like the Oath Keepers haven't back down as it was sounding as though they had done earlier this week. Was it this week or last week?
It was late last week when they arrived, and I believe it was Saturday or Sunday when the news came out that said that police and other law enforcement told them to leave. And they did.
They packed it up and went home. They even interviewed the founder of the Oath Keepers. Now, Oath Keepers is a organization that, as I understand it, you can only be a member if you are former military or police. Now, they may have a supporter kind of role.
They do have supporters.
You can give them money, but
right.
You can't be an oath keeper, I guess, without having taken an oath to the state,
right,
and whatever that entails. And so the Oath Keepers, I've met a number of these guys, and they seem genuine. They seem like people who care about freedom, at least in some areas, and the idea behind the Oath Keeper is that they're going to not do certain things when ordered to do them, I guess, like if ordered to confiscate guns, they won't violate supposedly the Constitution and confiscate guns. I imagine the Oath Keepers probably aren't as firm on being ordered to confiscate drugs, even though obviously you should have the freedom to possess whatever sort of inanimate object that you want, whether it be a drug or a gun. I've got my critiques of the organization,
right,
but good on them for coming out to the Ferguson area to actually guard people's rooftops and try to prevent more looting and things like that from happening. It was disappointing reading the news earlier this week that said that the Oath Keepers were calling it quits and bailing out because the police were threatening to charge them with some sort of crime, essentially claiming that they were operating without a license, operating a security company, or as security agents, operating as unlicensed security agents, meaning that the police were jealous that the Oath Keepers were doing a better job than the police at actually keeping things safe and stopping violence from happening.
Well, is it hard to believe that there's some agency that does a better job than police?
Of course not. It's not hard to believe
keeping violence from happening?
Nor is it hard to believe that the police would threaten that agency and demand they leave town.
Right, because of butthurt. The cops were butthurt.
It's true.
Right. So that's why I'm elated to see this story, which apparently, you know, I didn't see it just until yesterday, but it came out on Tuesday. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, a volunteer group of security guards associated with Oath Keepers, the National Constitutional Rights Organization, says they never abandoned their posts in Ferguson after being targeted by police for operating without a license. St. Louis County Police confronted the well-armed volunteers early Wednesday as they guarded the rooftops of buildings previously vandalized during unrest in Ferguson. The reason the Oath Keepers were not allowed to remain on the rooftops is that the individuals from the group did not adhere to St. Louis County Ordinance regulating security officers, couriers, and guards. This according to the St. Louis Police spokesman. He said Ordinance 701.115 lays out the requirements, and he added that, quote, as a matter of public safety, the St. Louis County Police Department must adhere to our policies that ensure security personnel have the required background and qualifications to perform such a role. Background check. So as though, you know, you need to have some sort of clear background in order to be able to stand on someone's roof toting a rifle to prevent people from coming and breaking into a building. This is ridiculous, the claims that the police are making, and they're so obviously transparent in their attempts to try to prevent competition from coming into the area. That's clearly what this is all about. However, Sam Andrews, local leader of Oath Keepers, who in the original Post-Dispatch story wouldn't provide his last name, said Tuesday that the guards returned to their posts after being told of the county's regulation. He said, quote, once we read the statute, we laughed at it. Then, the next night, we were there. Unquote. He pointed out part of the ordinance that describes a security guard as a person who is, quote, employed, unquote. He said the Oath Keepers in Ferguson include former off-duty police as well as people with extensive military experience. He said all of them are unpaid for the work they're doing above a strip of stores and apartments two blocks from the Ferguson police and fire departments. He says this is not America. We don't tax volunteers. Since they've been back on the rooftops, he says that Andrew said the police have not tried to enforce the ordinance, and that, quote, now that they know who some of our guys are, I suspect they're a lot less likely to challenge us, he himself being a weapons engineer and former government contractor. So, great news. They're back on the rooftops in Ferguson after being threatened by the police, initially pulling themselves down from the rooftops, doing a little bit of research on the ordinance or statutes in question, and then ultimately deciding to go back up on the roof. Now, it's good that they went back up and that they bothered to put the time and effort into checking the claims of the police, but obviously here, if the statute had been written differently, would that have then kept them down from the roof? That's my question.
Possibly.
It does sound very obedient on their parts. Like, oh, well, we're back up because the statute, the way we read it, it makes it sound like we'd be okay. It's not really them sticking their necks out too far. Now, obviously, the police could interpret the statute differently, go ahead and make the arrest and charge one of these guys, and then we'll see how it shakes out in the courts. So, to some extent, Oath Keepers is taking that risk. We know that the police, their interpretations of law can differ from your and my interpretations of
right,
law.
And I saw a video a couple of weeks ago about some guy that was like playing a guitar in the subway, and the police officer read the statute that said that he's allowed to be there, and then arrested him anyway.
Yeah, I read that story. It was in Rolling Stone.
Wow, so the officer didn't agree with your interpretation then?
Right, because there's the word permit. And he took it to mean you need a piece of paper.
Looking like more here. 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.